IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. Welcome back to IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program Viewpoint. I am Beta, and once again, I have the chance and opportunity to be at your service as the host of today's episode. And here with me, there are two dear guest speakers, Brother Ali and Sheikh Rouhani. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, dear listeners, before going through the topic of today's episode, you can listen to more episodes by checking parstoday.ir, page Call of Islam. In today's episode, specifically, we're talking about the concept of Satan, or Satan, that it has many different names, like Lucifer, devil, and different cultures. We can refer to this Satan by different names and different stories. It's true that Satan wasn't Satan at first, and there was this story of disobedience by his free will. But the question here is that this opportunity to have an eternity, this time for actually misguiding human beings, is the opportunity that Satan wanted from Allah Almighty to have till the day of resurrection. So why is it like that? I mean, it's a choice. It's like a destiny or something.
Look, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has when Satan decided to go astray and select to tempt others and refuse to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't mean that Allah wanted to put, let's say, a servant or, let's say, a creature on the scene of the universe or in the whole universe just to tempt others and to act like, for example, tempters or temptation for others. Since he was refused, he was expelled from Jannah, then he had a request from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give me the chance to be alive till the day of judgment. But it does not mean that Allah wanted to put this element for the human beings to get them tempted or deceived or misguided. Because he has no power, no pressure on the people. So he presents his own, let's say, his own plan and schemes. It's us. I mean, it's us as human beings or the creatures or the servants of God to accept or reject as actually schemes and plans.
Yeah.
So in actuality, he has no power on us. I mean, it is us due to, our, let's say, willingness or eagerness, we go towards him or accept or reject whatever he actually presents to us. So you see, what is the necessity of this? I mean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala agreed with something that he requested. I mean, Allah usually agrees with the whatever request, I mean, comes. Even Allah agrees with the request of his creatures.
Yeah.
So this was not necessarily just to, keep an entity to deceive others. No. So this sort of influence or effect that Satan has, that some by mystic believe that, he has a sort of, let's say, actual or real or functional pressure in human beings, is not true. No, because we have free will, and out of our free will, we can choose or refuse whatever comes to us.
Thank you, Brother Ali. So up to here, we get to this point that all of these things that happen up to here from the creation of human beings is exactly by free will of Satan, both Satan and human beings. And there is no external force by Satan on anyone and any individual. And this is you who, by your free will, choose to answer to this temptation or not. So the question here is that all of the things that we are facing, like the consequences and whatever we do in this world, is exactly the under the justice of Allah Almighty. So if one day this Satan wanted to be forgiven, is there any chance of repent for this creature or not?
You know, when it comes to repentance or tawbah, or istighfar,
exactly.
You know, we have two kind of misdoer or wrongdoer. I mean, sinner. It's better to say sinner.
Yeah.
Sometimes you commit sin out of knowledge, out of, let's say, perception and understanding. You know what the rule is, and you know you are able to obey the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's instructions and orders. You're fully aware of each and everything. You have the knowledge, you are aware, you know each and everything. And then out of this knowledge, you decide to do something wrong, opposite to your knowledge.
Yeah.
So here you intentionally and deliberately and very knowledgeably decide to do wrong things. So the question is here that this kind of people who are called mu'anid.
Yeah.
Mu'anid is a kind of term which refers to these kind of people. But sometimes you have some kind of people or creatures who do something wrong, but out of a mistake, out of ignorance, and they do not know. They forget and then commit sins. For this second group, the latter group, of course, they should be forgiven. They can be forgiven. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness will be bestowed upon these kind of people and they will be forgiven. But when it comes to the first group, who knows the truth, who knows the haqiqah,
yeah,
and they are fully aware and they are knowledgeable, and they have this capability not to be misguided. They know. You know?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, yeah. This kind of people, it is said that it's really difficult and hard to be forgiven.
So, Sheikh, you're telling me that there is no chance for these people to be regretful.
Yeah, for Satan is among those group of creatures.
Yeah.
Satan was fully aware.
Yeah.
So, how about this chance of regret?
No, not such a chance would be given to Satan.
This was one of the important factors that the respected Sheikh referred to, that actually is a verse of Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةَ عَلَى اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينِ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ. That is, the acceptance of repentance is for those, as Sheikh rightly mentioned, is for those who made a mistake. I mean, they committed something out of ignorance, out of jahala. So they have the chance for the acceptance of their repentance. There is another, actually, point here, or another, let's say, factor that we can actually infer, or we can actually find out, that the repentance of Satan cannot be respected, cannot be accepted, is that one of the conditions of acceptance of repentance is to compensate whatever we have done in the past, you see? This cannot be happened for the Satan, because how can he actually compensate for whatever he did in the course of history from the time of Adam till today? Is there any way for him to compensate, at least to try his best to compensate? Let's say not all of it, because I don't know the extent that he can. This chance has been taken from. At least he has he missed this chance for himself to actually find this tawfiq, or this blessing. He himself deprived himself for such a great blessing.
Yeah. Thank you, Brother Ali. So here is another question that we all are aware that Satan has no external force in us, and everything we do is by our own free will. But the question here is that some people ask is that does this actually bad things and bad deeds that we are doing in everyday life, a part of the punishment of these things, does it come back to Satan or not? I mean, Satan is responsible for the bad things that we are doing, for the temptation of these things or not?
Of course, you know, we have two kind of rights. Rights of Allah, rights of makhluq, or rights of human being. When it comes to the rights of human being, of course, even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot forgive the rights of people. You know, for example, you owe to someone, that's the jira of Allah, God forbid, and then you die.
Yeah.
So how you can only be forgiven if you, in whatever way possible for you, have to repay that. That's the way that you can be forgiven. Otherwise, even haqqun nas, or the rights of the people, is something that can never be forgiven by even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why in our riwayat, in our ayat, you know, religious, let's say, commandments and orders, we have this that you have to be very much careful about حق الناس.
Yeah.
Because no one can forgive you. So now from this perspective, as our respected guest mentioned, that because Satan misguided billions of people in the history.
Yeah.
So it is the right of them.
So maybe, you know, some people use it as an excuse to justify the bad things that they're doing. So how can you answer it?
Because that was one of the main causes for their misguidance.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and one more important point is that even Allah says in the Quran that in the Day of Judgment, Satan tells the people in the Resurrection Day that do not tell me that I was the cause.
Do not put the blame on me.
Do not put the blame on me that I was the cause to deceive you. I had no influence on. I just tempted you. This was you that you went and actually selected this way for yourself.
So he's
for
not
yourself.
Responsible.
So no, look, for the temptation that added, he's responsible. But I want to correct the question from the base, because I think you said that Satan has no external existence.
No. I do. He has no external force.
External force.
Yeah, external force in here.
So we see that Satan himself tells the creatures, the servants of God, that do not blame me. But though he was influential in them, but it was the will, the free will that the people had, and they chose it, I mean, purposely and based on their free will. And they unfortunately chose this wrong way due to Satan's temptation. Satan will be blamed for that. I mean, in the scene of judgment, he will be blamed for whatever he did. I mean, because he also actually committed something wrong. But and it's in the human beings, they will have their own punishment as well.
Thank you for
just one point I wanted to add.
I'm all ear.
Yes, of course. At the beginning, Satan has no external power, no force.
Okay.
But if you follow Satan day by day, you know, gradually, then of course you will be fully under the control of Satan.
I get it.
For the audience, for our audience, it should be mentioned. Of course, at the beginning, first, Satan has no force. But it depends on you. If you follow him,
if you accept the wilaya,
the more you become under the control of Satan.
Yeah.
Then you would get out of your own control, and everything will be decided for you by Satan, because you give this chance to Satan and you followed.
And you become under the guardian of Satan.
Yeah, exactly, yes.
Thank you both, Brother Ali and Sheikh Rouhani, for being here with me and discussing this issue, which I think is an interesting one, specifically for the young generation. And at the end, we get to this point that this is you who decide what to do and what not to do. And free will that you have is a blessing from Allah Almighty. And it is mentioned in many verses in Holy Quran that we showed you the right way, the right path, and the wrong path. And this is you who are responsible to choose the right one. Thank you, dear listeners, for listening to us. It was all the time we had for today's episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum assalam.
Thank you.
Shining bright, you came to us with a heart so full of love, and you showed that you're the one who cares the most, and to us you've always been so close. Everyone will say, please save me, accept our يقولها لنا يوم القيامة أمتي يقولها شفاعة أنا لها.